Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Boy, do we get around, yep. And we've gotten around to Friday already again. That's a kind of a slap yourself in the face. What? It's Friday. It's August. It's the 4th
like
of August.
Whiplash from the week.
Yeah, right. Ooh-ha. So questions and answers, things that are coming and going Friday the 4th. And I guess Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen and you and the rest of the world are looking at a lot of things. The high stakes court appearance of Trump. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so that's something that we can work our way through as we go through there. Will be plenty of time for that discussion on the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown show that you can listen to either later today or tomorrow or Sunday. And so let's talk about the Women's World Cup, which has moved into the single elimination knockout stage. Handful of surprises. Germany has been eliminated from the Women's World Cup, and if you see some of those German ladies, they're pretty tough. So not to expect that the European women are really into this, but there was a looks like a 1-1 tie with South Korea, Jay.
Yes, so, yeah. So the group stage is more of like a round robin situation, and it's not a point system.
Right.
And by the end of the group stage, it's whoever has the most points. And so the round of 16 kicks off this weekend.
Yeah.
It'll go through Tuesday, and that's, like you said, the single elimination. In the United States, Eastern time, 5 a.m. is the game. So either set your or set your alarm clock. Happening on Sunday.
If we have to be up, you have to be up. What the heck? Right? Sunday, you have nothing better to do at 5 o'clock in the morning and watch the games. Have some fun.
After.
Yeah, yeah. Take a nap. Naps are good. Very helpful. A situation in South Korea replicating what's going on way too much around our country and around the world. An attack near Seoul, 14 people injured. A man rams a car into a group of pedestrians and then gets out with a knife and starts stabbing people. Wow. 23-year-old man acting alone. They describe it as a rampage. Yeah, I guess that's as good a word as any. Right? Think about all the words, how hard the news media has to search to find new words to describe old stuff like this. The pendulum swings back and forth and back and forth. And this is, I'm going to find a middle here somewhere, Jay.
Yeah, and it's definitely one of those things where it's not just an American problem. Yes, this seems to happen more so in the U.S., but mental health... Mm-hmm. Anger, aggression, all of this, it's a worldwide situation.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to be, we have lots of things to think about in a manner of speaking. Tom Brady has purchased a minority stake in the Birmingham City team. Michael Jordan sold a majority stake in the Charlotte Hornets. Those are two things that people are buzzing about, if you'll pardon the pun. Get it? Hornets. Buzzing? Do I have to explain it? It's not much good if you have to explain it. 10 people were struck also. When you look at the situation in Seoul, there were a couple of incidents, including one in Midtown Manhattan this week. Same thing happened. The intersection of Lexington Avenue and East 42nd. That's a busy place. and it was afternoon drive. There was the police were trying to perform a traffic stop with this guy, and he tried to escape and run away. Escape and run away. That's redundant, Doug. Thank you very much. So what causes this anger? People say, oh, it's hot. People get angry when it's hot. No, normal people, sane people, people who care about others, when they get hot, they go have a glass of water. They don't get into a car and drive into a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
exactly.
Anyway, the most severely hurt person, young lady, had an ankle fracture. So it wasn't like a lot of people were seriously hurt. It's just the idea of it. And then the headlines that come from it, and the people wonder, oh, wow, how does that happen? How do things like that happen? So, okay, in the wow department, let's see how many of these we can recount. So we've had shark attacks, cougar attacks, we've had dog attacks. Right now there's another bear attack, and a bunch of bear attacks this year as well. Here's a guy in Pennsylvania recovering after he was bitten in the head. Bear attacks him in his own garage.
Right? Not like just out on a walk or anything. Or
no,
sometimes
comes right in the
these
garage.
Come into the backyard or whatever in his garage. Talk about being trapped.
Uh-huh. And think about where you are safe. You like to think you're safe and secure in your own home. But anyway, he was grabbing at his head. You see some of the video of him getting pummeled, and then, I don't know, where did the video come from? Who saw him? Was it his wife? Somebody must have seen what was going on, because there's a video of it.
Well, and people have home security cameras, the door, those doorbells that have,
The James Webb Space Telescope. This is fabulous. Capturing the most detailed image of the Ring Nebula, which is, if you've been following NASA, following our conversation, it's the aftermath of a star that has collapsed. Sometimes, most of the time, in fact, these things go into a black hole. But according to these pictures, this thing has collapsed into a really small white planet, a dwarf planet. So if you're planning a trip into outer space with William Shatner or whomever, you'll be happy to know that this star is 2,200 light years away. So you can make it there in, depending on how fast the technology is, you go to warp speed, it'll take you about 100 years to get there at the market rate of travel, right? Aye. But look, just go to the NASA website. There's also there's an announcement at the NASA website about AI.
Mm-hmm.
IBM has partnered with a firm called Hugging Face. An interesting name for a firm, right? Hugging Face. To develop a geospatial model that will be used to build generative AI programs to predict things like crop patterns and the weather and that sort of stuff. So, that's pretty, is that going to be helpful? What do you do after that? I've been reading some, I'm a farmer and I do the American Family Farmer Show on the weekends, and we do our food, family, and farm thing every day here on this program. And all of the hoopla about the weather, once the crop is planted, not much you can do about it. It's growing or it's not, and you replant it or you don't, depends on your cycle. I know a lot of the fields that we planted corn and things early this year because of weather in March warmed up. We plowed, we planted. And then by the end of April, 1st of May, when it started to rain torrentially, everything got washed out, flooded out, rotted out. So I had to replant, and it was late. So some of the corn is just now coming in. It's 3 weeks late for a lot of the folks.
Isn't the thing knee-high by the 4th of July, or it's a bad crop?
Yep, didn't happen.
Wow.
Well, some of it in some places, but where you can't, what are you going to do about the, you can't plant corn in the in a pool. So there's really affected. You're going to pay more. We hear this all the time. You're going to pay more for bread and staples. Cost of beef has gone way up because there isn't as much of it, frankly. And so here we go again. So here, this is something else. I think I haven't had one of these yet this year to talk about a beaver attack. Well, beavers and otters, they're pretty much the same thing. Do you see this? This is three women injured. One had to be airlifted to a hospital after a beaver slash otter attacked them while they were floating down a river on an inner tube. Or they were all on their own inner tubes. So it's a hot day. Let's take a ride down the river, right? And these friends floating 3 miles up from the Sappington Bridge in Montana, which is south of Helena.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, I don't remember ever a story about, I'm sure it's happened, but I don't remember a story about beavers attacking people. Usually they mind their own business. They don't bother.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And isn't it, with beavers and otters, isn't it just their tail? Like, you can tell the difference between them by their tail?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they are.
Otherwise, they do look
flat platypus.
Incredibly similar.
Right. So, they say that they saw these otters, and they floated down the river, but usually they've seen them before. They've gone down this river, and so they weren't bothered by it. And then one of them then swam toward them and started to gnaw at their tube and gnaw at their leg. Being, huh? Right?
I wonder if they had babies nearby.
Yeah. Protecting them, probably, yeah. That's probably exactly what happened. That's usually what happens. So the interesting thing is that one of them had a cell phone. Who carries a cell phone with you when you're riding down on a tube in a river? Modern times, ain't they great? It's 18 after here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
Have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a spot check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's time for us to dig into some celebrity news as social media loves to focus in on some of these things. But just a minute, before we get to that, I'm doing a crossword puzzle. Let's see, 84 down is language, luggage screening official for short. Let's see, how many luggage screening, wouldn't that be a TSA person? Look at down here. Somebody figure that out, please let me know. Okay, let's get back to the action here on the Good Day program. Yes, the Cardi B incident that we talked about a week or so ago where she heaved the microphone during her Las Vegas show. Let's find out what's happening because I know all the world is waiting to know, and all those people that are getting those free nights in Las Vegas, they want to go see Cardi B's show, right? Let's go to Cardi B. And by the way, if you want to go see a lot of shows, all you have to do to get a couple of free nights is dial 800-419-3684. You've heard that story, right? 800-419-DOUG. Go see Cardi B and other shows in Las Vegas. So what happened to that microphone? Oh, this is so exciting. Hold on.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Oh my gosh, my golly.
I like
Who did we focus on yesterday? I was talking about how much I liked the music. It was Dua Lipa. I'll say it again, Doug.
Yeah, Dua
Lipa, right? I like her. Never cared for Cardi B, not my cup of tea. But a lot of people know who she is. A lot of people want to go see her show. A lot of people are big fans. So I think it was last week. It was a show at a club in Las Vegas where somebody tossed something at her, right?
And a liquid, then, yeah. And this is one of those, it kind of goes along the lines with fans acting unruly, throwing things on stage. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of a different situation because earlier during this performance, not at this exact moment, but Cardi B was really hot, and she encouraged fans to throw water at her. And then that moment had passed, and somebody mm-hmm. else threw an unidentified liquid, but it hit her in the face and in like hair and stuff, and she reacted and threw the microphone. Well, the person that got hit by the microphone was actually standing next to the person that threw the liquid, not the person who threw the liquid. So that woman reported the incident to authorities. However, authorities said that they're not going to, no arrests, no citations, nothing has really been issued. But this microphone that was thrown into the crowd is up for auction. It's up for auction through Tuesday, and proceeds will go to two different charities. And this comes from the sound people, who the company who provided the audio support for the show. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, his name, the head guy is Scott Fisher, and a lot of people were telling him, you should auction it off. I'm sure you get a lot of money. This is the microphone Cardi B threw at an audience member, whatever. And he finally was like, you know what? I will. And 100% of proceeds, I'll donate it to two different organizations, and one is the Wounded Warrior Project that helps veterans and service members, and the other one is Friendship Circle in Las Vegas for special needs.
And as of this moment, the bid is $99,000 for a microphone. Okay, you got it. It's 28 past. You're on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, reading your pet's body language. You know, every animal has his or her own natural instinctive behavior. The way your dog holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears are all part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moods just by the way we act. Cracking our knuckles, scratching our head, shaking our leg, crossing our legs are all indications of our moods. You know, it's really important. I say this to everyone. If you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. Watch their body language. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking just by watching them. For example, if the tail is between the dog's legs, that could be a sign that the dog is fearful or he's not feeling well. If the tail is wagging, does that always mean the dog is friendly? Not necessarily. You got to look at the rest of the body language at the same time. Body language is the way one dog communicates with another dog, and it's important for us as good pet guardians to take the time to understand what our pets are saying, because we can learn an awful lot by watching Fido and Fluffy. I'm Warren Eckstein.
O'Reilly. Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right Super Start battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump says this is a sad day for America. He made those comments yesterday after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to January 6. Speaking from the airport in Virginia, Trump noted he thinks the case is persecution against a political opponent. A number of Tesla owners are suing the automaker for fraud after a Reuters investigation discovered the company has been inflating the range estimates of its electric vehicles. The suit filed Wednesday in federal court in California accuses Tesla of exaggerating the estimated distance a vehicle can go on a single charge. The investigation, citing anonymous sources, found that the order to use algorithms to give better estimates came from CEO Elon Musk. Lance Pry, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Join the conversation, call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer, and one of those bottles should have to fall. There'd be 98 bottles of beer on the wall, 98 bottles of beer on the wall, 98 bottles of beer, and if one of those bottles should have to fall. There'd be 97 bottles of beer on the wall, 97 bottles of beer on the wall, 97 bottles of beer.
Is there anybody listening who has not at some point in time or another in his or her life sung this song? Come on. Right?
Or some variation of it, for sure.
Exactly.
Has anybody made it all the way through?
Yeah, no. Have you?
What number do you give up? What's the average?
84. All right, crank it up here.
93 bottles of beer on the wall, 93 bottles of beer. One of those bottles should happen to fall. There'll be 92 bottles of beer on the wall, 92 bottles of beer on the wall, 92 bottles of beer.
Let's stop this before we get to 84.
All
right, so the folks at Anheuser-Busch have the company's called InBev. You all know the controversy. The earning expectations went down 10% because of Dylan Mulvaney, or so that's what they say. And this is, they've been trying to turn things around, but the boycott may not be ending, or at least the problems. All I can think of is being at Fenway Park. Get your ice cold beer here! Get your ice cold beer! And they have those buckets with Bud Light. Ice cold beer here! But Bud Light, not not having a good time with this.
No. What is so offensive about
exactly
a trans woman posting to social media a sponsored post about Bud Light?
Yeah. Hey, if you think about it, most of the time you do a boycott. Okay, boycott today, go back to buying the stuff tomorrow. They come and they go. But this one really has a lot more staying power. And, you know, you wonder, okay, what's the story? Is it going on and on and on? And if it does, why? What is the, you just asked the right question. Anyway,
personally, I find it more offensive that the Jimmy John's CEO is a trophy hunter.
How do you mean? I don't know that story.
There's been some different boycotts, never to this caliber, for the sandwich shop Jimmy John's, because the CEO is a trophy hunter.
Now I remember that. Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Goes out shooting elephants.
I feel like that's way more outrageous.
Yeah. So Bud Light no longer is at the top spot in the U.S. beer market. What I find very amusing about this, you have to look at stuff. You gotta have some fun with these things. There's a specialist at the University of Toledo, a professor of beverage studies. They have a food degree at the University of Toledo, and one of the professors, a guy named Neil Reed, is the professor of beverages. Okay, what do you do for a living? I'm a professor at the University of Toledo. And what's your specialty, sir? Beverages. Okay, well, listen. He says that Anheuser-Busch has lost out to Molson Coors. Now, I don't know that much about it. I know Coors beers and Molson Light, right? Aren't those Colorado beers, more West Coast beers?
I know Coors. Yeah, Coors, yeah. Definitely.
All right. So a lot of people have left Bud Light, say they're going to stick with Coors Light. Mm-hmm. So I've never had any. I don't drink beer. I never had a sip of it. Well, that's not true. I did have one day as a 4th of July in 1990 when I went on the air with the chief of police in Cincinnati and drank 3/4 of a bottle. He wanted to see how long it would take me to get silly, and as a demonstration of how easy it is to lose your focus and concentration as you're driving if you have just one beer.
Oh,
anyway,
yes.
So I forgot what I drank. I drank some local Cincinnati beer. But the point here is that people say that Coors Light and Bud Light are about the same. So I don't know. I can't say
they
that.
They typically are.
Are they?
Yeah. There's nothing too different, but people need to stop sleeping on PBR. That's a good one.
Say what?
I said people need to stop sleeping on PBR as far as beers go.
Pabst
Blue Ribbon, it's really good.
Oh, Pabst Blue Ribbon, yeah. The beer that made Milwaukee famous. I remember the ads go back to when I was a pup on radio in the 60s. We used to put these, back then we didn't have a tape or anything. We had these big platters that looked like a record. You put them on the turntable and play them. Pabst, the Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, if I remember correctly. And then there was another one. What was the beer that made Milwaukee famous? There's one of them. Well, there used to be tons of these beers. And then they all got bought up by three or four companies, and now the whole Michelob and Bush Light, all that stuff. And so I'm just trying to remember in my mind what was around.
And you have some regional beers that people, if you live in certain states, that might be one of your favorite ones. That's the one you know really well.
Well, but what about all of these local breweries? What about all of these local places that, when you get right down to brass tacks, there are a lot of local brew houses. Mm-hmm. We have two or three of them here in Framingham, in fact.
Oh, for sure. A lot of restaurants have their own brewing factories right attached to the restaurant. They have their own beer on the menu.
So are they better or worse? Why would people want to go out of their way to get a local beer? What is there about?
I don't think you necessarily are going out of your way to get it, especially if it's like a restaurant you like and you like their food.
Mm-hmm.
You like their food, you like their beer.
All right. You'll be happy to know that I'm I tell the story on the air. There's a tick walking around. I have so many, the farm life, especially because it's been so wet, has been horrible. The tick season has been terrible. And there hasn't been a day go by that I didn't have a tick somewhere on my body. I took a shower, and I, you know, usually they go away. Sometimes they hold on. So I just put my headsets on, and I felt this little thing around my ear. And so I reach up and pull it off, and there's a damn tick. So maybe I should take a picture. I do a video of how to get rid of a tick.
Well, at least you got it off, yeah.
Okay. You know, on that note, I think I'll take a break here for a moment. Do you mind? It's because I got to do some of this tick. Stand by.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Y'all be happy to know that the tick has been dispatched. So now I can get back to my focus on what's going on in the world on the Good Day program. Not a good day for the tick, but a good day for me. Got rid of him. Okay, let's see here. I don't want the ticks walking beside me. Here's a wonderful story about a boy whose father died in the line of duty. So this youngster, these folks live in Kentucky, welcomed on his first day of school by a police contingent showing their support for the son of the officer who was killed in the line of duty. Members of the Louisville Police Department lined up to surprise young Riley Cottingen as he made his way into elementary school for the first time. He had a great support system in place, and the police chief said, "We hope he has a great day." Interesting.
That's
so the father was hit by a car while on duty. And the mother said she was touched so much by this love. And this, think of the impact it will have. He's old enough. Zachary is the father or the son. I'm trying to remember. Oh, Riley's the son. Zachary's the father. So imagine the lasting impact this will have on him and his life and the children who went to school with him for the first time that day. They'll remember it.
Mm-hmm.
How could you not remember that sort of a greeting? Or the teacher said that this youngster went into class. He had the biggest smile on his face.
Yeah. What a special moment. And I mean, I don't think many of us can remember our first day of kindergarten. But like you said, Doug, this is one of those core memories that will last on. And how many of these police officers who knew his father, Zachary, and are going to really check up on Riley for the rest of his life. They are they're now truly integrated into this family.
Checking
going
in
to watch over him.
Yep, right. Exactly. Neat. All right, now on the other end of the scale, here are three bodies that have been found mummified in a Colorado campsite. The coroner's office identifying these three folks as a, let's see here, a couple of women and a young 14-year-old son who were out on a camping trip. They went way off the grid, if you will. The coroner said he believed that malnutrition and exposure to the elements. The reason I tell you this story is because there are a lot of people that go, these people have been missing since, like, what, last winter?
They chose, they weren't just camping, they chose to live off the grid. And they were not equipped to do so. And I guess a lot of their friends and family members had said, please don't do this.
Do you have no common sense? I know we all like to be, or not maybe all of us, but many people like to, you know, try to take a camping trip and go out and live on the sort of on the hoof for a while. But this is silliness, especially at that time of year.
Yeah, I'm just so sick of society and all that. And you just you want to be self-sustainable and go live off the grid and all of that. But it's one of those things that it's easier said than done. Living off the grid is no joke. You need to be very well equipped, have the right tools, have the know-how to do certain things. It's not just, you know what, I'm going to pack up my bag. It's not you're just, backpacking across Europe? It's not like doing anything like that. Like, you're living off the grid. You need to be prepared.
Well, it's pretty sad, actually, the circumstance as it exists.
Yes.
Yep. A lot of attention this week to plastic. Can't remember. I think mentioned three or four times. Every time I open up a carton of something, or like there was some fruit, some kiwis that I opened yesterday, and I looked at that packaging, and then you look in your recyclable bin, and you see all the plastic that's in there. And granted, it has allowed a lot of food giants to become more prolific, if you will. Coca-Cola generates 3 million tons of plastic a year. Pepsi-Cola, 2.3 billion tons of plastic for bottles and packaging. McDonald's generates the weight of 100 Eiffel Towers in terms of the packaging that you get in a Happy Meal or whatever the heck you're buying there. But think back to when, I can remember when plastic wasn't used. It took over after it became cheap and easy to get. And it was stronger than some of the stuff that used to be used. It was never used during World War II. And barely used in the 50s. It wasn't until late in the 60s, the emergence of the plastic industry, and they hired big lobbyists to fight laws designed to safeguard people and the planet from the toxicity. So here is a key example again of the system, our legislative system, being influenced negatively by all the campaign contributions and the lobbying. Wow. Think about that. How much plastic we use. How much do you use? It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Friday, the 4th of August is upon us. Jay Kirshner and I with our focus feature, Food Farm Family at foodfarmfamily.com. Today, we celebrate National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Yum.
You know, ice cream, chocolate chip cookie, yep, go together. So, this was an accident. At a place called the Toll House in Whitman, Massachusetts, 1938, Ruth Graves Wakefield, planning on making regular chocolate cookies, but got the idea of throwing in some chunks into the chocolate, into the bar. Much to her surprise, the chocolate didn't mix with the cookie dough. Instead, it filled it up, the chunks of chocolate stayed in there, and she bit into it and said, "Oh, yum, this feels pretty good." And thus the birth of the Toll House Cookie Company. How about them apples? Kind of like a lot of other things.
Delicious.
I like them with white chocolate, not dark chocolate. Oh, people, is it you who say it was my children?
Yeah, I'm a dark chocolate. I prefer dark chocolate. I do not like white chocolate at all. But no. I will do like the milk chocolate or semi-sweet. Well, yeah, semi-sweet and chocolate chip cookies. But my favorite with chocolate chip cookies, when you're making them, pinch a little bit of sea salt on top.
Yeah.
So good.
So, how many, the average American eats how many chocolate chip cookies in the course of a lifetime? Take a guess.
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea.
The average person eats 35,000 chocolate chip cookies in a lifetime. Crazy, huh? When you think about it. Yeah? People in Europe eat more than we do. So when the aliens come to Earth, they'll probably swing to our side, because there's nothing that smells better than chocolate chip cookies cooking in the oven, right? Think about that. And then put those chocolate chip cookies that are warm. That's what I like about sitting up front in the plane going back and forth to California.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the meal, you get a hot chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, you could be asleep on the flight and you smell those chocolate chip cookies even
before. Wake them right up, boy.
You wake up and you're like, oh, yeah, it's go time.
Okay. All right, the usual recall. Let's see who we've got here. Ozona Organics. Recall of select liquid probiotic products. What's the risk here? 4-ounce, 16-ounce bottles of Ozona probiotics for digestive health. obviously they're for human use, labeled as Go Healthy Probiotics for Infants, Toddlers, and Children. What did you start to say?
No, I was going to say they have, this is like the parent company, and they have a lot of different ones, and some are even for animals.
Yeah. Yeah. I use the same stuff for Daisy. I give her some of my stuff. Yeah.
The Go Healthy is their what their label is for humans.
Right. But they have them for, as you said, dogs, cats. Mm-hmm. They have for horses and pigs and stuff. So if you have any of this for any reason around, bring it back to the source and get your
microbial growth
money
that's
back.
Happening.
Yep, right. Microbes, get those microbes as bad as ticks. Right? Okay, here's a problem they had in Arkansas yesterday. A truck got involved in an accident, and it was loaded with cheese, and it left brie scattered across the highway.
Not your finest day driving.
Okay, come up with a couple of others. Got any more good ones?
A queso, fallen cheese. That one wasn't good. I didn't feel as confident in that one.
Okay. A lot of Facebook users had a lot of thoughts on this. One person posted, I wonder how many people told him it's not show day, buddy. Not show day. You got that?
That's good.
Got it? Okay, anyway. So these a couple of trucks in the last month or so have lost different things. Remember the guy that had the hot dog, the gooey hot dog stuff? Lost the truck, rolled over, and there were like 99,000 pounds of the stuff they used to fill hot dogs, the liquid stuff all over the highway. Yeah. Right. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the plastic discussion we were having a few minutes ago. Because I think that when we look at some of the things that have been tried to clean up the water, to clean up the, public places, there really isn't much evidence that there's been progress. As a matter of fact, corporations like Coca-Cola and Pepsi have been backing these initiatives, but they keep making more plastic. So why on one hand, we'll send you money, we'll clean up over there, but they keep selling the stuff in plastic. And you can say, well, what else can you use? There's a ton of other things that have been developed now. They're just a little more expensive. But so much of this is in the garbage. My God. Something really to think about next time you have a bottle of Coca-Cola in plastic. 59 after here on Good Day.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.